join we at our Lord's table for the feast of Holy Communion, to eat bread, to drink wine, flesh and blood of our risen Lord, God's only begotten Son, made flesh and blood with us. In the sacrament which prepares us, body and soul, for the new life, even as the blessed Savior Jesus Christ himself taught us, this do in remembrance of me.
Arthur the King by Graham Fife, with music by Stephen Foe. Part 5, Galahad, with Keith Baxter as King Arthur, Nicholas Farrell as Sir Lancelot, and Benny Young as Galahad.
Rest after your journey.
No, my Lord Abbot.
Come then.
Where is he?
At prayer in the chapel of the Blessed Virgin, preparing to meet his father. Are you ready?
Ready? I don't know.
Did you attend Mass?
Yes.
Then? Yeah. Galahad.
Yes, Father?
Here is someone else you will call Father.
My Lord Lancelot.
Galahad.
My Lord Abbot, may we speak alone?
Of course, my son.
Galahad.
Yes, my Lord?
How long have you lived in the abbey?
As long as I can remember. I've been taught by the monks devotions and study, but prepared for knighthood too. That is why you're here, to confer knighthood on me in the name of the king.
Here?
Naturally.
Well, surely at court. Camelot. Arthur the king will wish to...
I mean the king of heaven. I will observe my vigil in this chapel.
Do you know all the skills of knighthood?
I have been instructed by the hermit nations, fighting with lance and sword, on horse and foot, in the sign of the cross.
Are you blooded in the lists?
I do not need to be. God has his own lists.
Well, you must be tested before you become a knight. The code of chivalry.
I have been tested. The tranquility of the abbey, the turmoil of the world outside, no matter where. The darkness of our trial is in us. And in Christ, the Lord gives us a lamp for our feet through the paths of the wilderness.
And will you come to King Arthur's court?
In due time. The moment to be chosen. Will you confer the order of knighthood on me?
My son, I...
Good. Then I will begin my vigil this evening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
I yield. Stop.
Put up your sword then, Prince Mordred.
There.
He took our surrender.
Then you shouldn't have. I wasn't giving it. There. Put your sword up.
You've got the devil in you, boy. I swear you've got the devil in you.
The devil I have. Let's go and soak our thirst. Didn't you say there was new wine brought?
Aye, there is. For the king's table.
The king's table, indeed. I am the king's son. You are the king's steward. If we cannot sample his vintage...
Margaret!
Who can? Speak of the devil. Yes, Father. Yes, Father!
When we
will he come?
Galahad. Galahad. No man shall know the hour of his coming like a thief in the night.
Blasphemy, Gawain.
Jane.
Ah, good Sir Bors. We were talking of your valiant kinsman's newfound son. Do you know when he will come?
No, I don't. No, Lancelot.
And the priests tell him? But you swear court has become like a white monk abbey. The Bible is our sword now. We must polish our parchment cutlery with pomace, not steel with a whetstone.
I wonder at the king.
The king acknowledges no superior but God.
The king is loaded down with lawyers, clerks,
clerics. The time is coming when knights will dress as priests and do their jousting with croziers.
Walls have ears.
The Grail! Let us find the Grail! Win it in battle! And Camelot is high Camelot again!
Amen! Ah, Bors!
Lancelot spends so little time with us!
Keeps rare company but his own.
Finds son, loses son again.
What's here?
The king!
Quickly! A marble! To the river! A sword in a stone! Red marble floating on the water!
A sword in stone!
Red marble? What is this?
Ah! You are beaten in another 2 moves, Percival.
Chaplain, read what's written on the stone.
No man shall take me hence, but only he by whose side I am destined to hang, and he shall be the best knight in all the world.
Lancelot, this sword must be yours. You are our best knight, most faithful to us and to the whole company of the Round Table.
Champion Sir Lancelot.
My lord king, no. It is for him who will see the true Grail, and I know I shall not.
My dear friend, I love you best. You have all my trust.
I know it is not mine, my liege. And there is more danger than I can comprehend in it.
One of us must draw it. It comes here, it must rest here. For one of us knights of the Round Table.
But not I.
I drew another sword once. Who will come then? Who will come?
It is blowing inclement, my lord. Autumn showing its teeth early. Fire will be lit in all.
So,
the Lord gives and the Lord taketh away.
Holy Cross Day comes round again. Be welcome all at this table and at our high feasting. Fill every siege here, every place, worthy knights, each to his own.
My lord.
Holy Father.
The empty siege perilous, my lord.
Yes?
On the siege, my lord. In gold letters, like the names in other places.
A name written?
No name, sire. But he must sit here.
Who draws the sword? It is death to sit there.
We must wait, then. Cover the writing with a silk cloth.
Sit at your table round, in this empty siege beside Sir Lancelot. The siege called perilous,
and his name is written here under this symbol. You know well that none may sit here but one knight, or else he will die for his unworthiness and presumption in claiming the vacant siege perilous at feast, set for the one who will come, though no one may know the hour of his coming. Here read his name. Sir Lancelot.
This is the siege of Galahad, the High Prince.
Galahad, my son. You know well, Sir Galahad, this is your place, destined and appointed at this table of Arthur the King.
My Lord Abbot, you may go now. You have done all that was required. Peace be with you, Father.
And with your spirit, my son.
Sir Galahad, by your coming, you complete our company at last. Now the round table goes full circle.
Galahad, my son.
My lord king, you know this sword?
You drew it from the red marble.
I did. To fill my bladeless sheath.
I know this sword. With this sword the knight Balin struck the dolorous stroke and slew his brother, the red knight Balan, as Cain slew Abel, as man slew Christ. And the sword perpetually runs that blood like the spear that pierced his side. And the blood which flowed from the dolorous stroke dyed the marble once dove white. The same red vermilions my sendal coat and scabbard. The same red which is the token of sacrifice in memory of our sweet Savior. 5 times dolorously wounded on the cross. But sacrifice will turn the bloody crimson to white flame of a fire that nothing will quench, not wind, not water, not smothering earth. The fire whose light fills the Holy Grail.
Of the round table, this is your great quest. In God's name and his son.
Te Deum laudamus.
Te Deum laudamus.
Peace be with you, my son, and with your spirit, father. Your spirit, my son, father, I am your father. Lancelot du Lac, knight of the round table, and you, my son, Galahad, of my loins, father and son. Lost, found a second time, taken away. Peace be with you, my son. And what peace goes with a childless father? What peace with childless father?
Ready, my lord?
Yes. Ready. One,
3, 4, start again. 1, 2, lunge. Again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
His son of that Elaine by enchantment, by trickery, thinking it was me. Deceived. Was he? Assured he lay with me and got this noble icicle Galahad on her in one night. One night? Her son, not my son. Imagining he came to my bed to get his son on me and swell my unplowed belly, childless wife to great Arthur, the king.
Ah, Guinevere, Guinevere, your Lancelot on Elaine of Pelis got Galahad, on Elaine of Astolat, now dead and cold, got old regret that will refuse to die. Ah, Guinevere, Guinevere.
Lancelot, who has come to break all our spears like matchwood and blunt all our swords? Had to be your son. Oh, look at that. Magnificent. I heard it buzz. He learned his skill at arms from the same hermit who taught him his Paternoster and Ave Maria. Knight turned beadsman. Oh, look there. The flower of our chivalry, like storm-bent grass flat on its side, and Galahad still fresh. Like the wind that blew them down. You must be proud, Sir Lancelot. Will you follow him on the quest, too? Father and son riding together? Oh, no, of course. You always ride alone.
And you?
I prefer company.
You are going, then?
And leave my father unsupported? Well done, Sir Galahad! A clean sweep! Applaud your son, Sir Lancelot! Applaud your son!
Go forth on your most blessed pilgrimage, Christian knights, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, who succors you with his blood, in whose tears you are washed, in whose glory you are bathed. Amen.
Amen.
Drink liberally from his cup of salvation for the worship of your heavenly king. As for the honor of your earthly king, to the confusion of his enemies and unbelievers. But be mindful, he that is not purged of his sin will not behold the mysteries of God's city, nor live in the dwelling place of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dominus vobiscum, Dominus vobiscum, Dominus vobiscum.
The timid, Sir Gawain, Sir Bedivere, Sir Lancelot. Oh, my good knights of our old fellowship, shall I mourn you? Will this great company be here again, all told? All true knights gathered at one table, and that table mine.
I marvel.
Yes.
I marvel, my lord, that you let them depart like this. With them, the high summer goes out of the year for good. The rich season pulpers itself into winter, pinched and empty and cold.
Aye, rise.
slave to them. We owe them our joy.
At seeing them go?
Smile. Sir Galahad, go safely. Come back safely, Sir Lancelot. Perish them farewell, Lady Guinevere. They do not want our tears.
Nor else do we. Farewell, farewell, my jolly men. Come back in primrose time again. Farewell, tra-la-la.
Father, how fine they look. I'll go with them. Let me go with them a little way. Mm-hmm. For you?
Yes, Mordred. On behalf of Arthur the King, a little way. Go with them. Your Guinevere. Think of her in Camelot with Mordred. And Galahad of your blood, all your life's sweat and toil poured away into his horse's footprints. High Prince of the Holy Grail. Ah, Lancelot. What road is this? What road is this riding alone? What road is this?
Sir Knight!
Steady, steady.
I know you by your arms, Sir Lancelot.
Then you have the advantage of me, hermit.
You know I am a hermit. I need no name, then.
A hermit, you must be living in this forest. Whether you need a name or not, you must have one.
I am Nacien. You have heard the name?
Yes. You instructed my son, Galahad.
I did.
Here, in this forest?
In part, yes.
Partly yes, and partly no.
What is that you say?
There's nothing.
Will you stay here with me a while?
I follow a quest.
In which you know you are doomed to fail.
Sharp tongue, hermit. There is more light in this day yet.
Sir Lancelot, stay. Please. I will tell you of your son. No one else can. Not as I can. I knew him from a child. And my house, such as it is yours. At least it doesn't rain inside. It will be my great honor, Sir Lancelot, to welcome father as I welcome son.
The rain has stopped. At last.
Sometimes here it seems to rain endlessly. Weeks on end. 2 days. I hardly noticed.
How did you know I am doomed to fail from the start?
Do you not know it?
Oh, from the start. But how?
It belongs to your son.
And not to me, therefore. Because I didn't teach him. You taught him. You taught him. The abbot taught him. A plain song of monks taught him. Not I. Perhaps this should be a quest of monks and hermits and sons who call every whispering priest father, but not their own father.
You were King Arthur's best.
Were? Are the lists closed then? How were? Because now there is Galahad. Now there is Lancelot's son. The blood runs thick between us to swap the prize so easily. Like father, like son.
Would you not have him the best?
If he is the best, he will prove so.
Must there be proof?
Of course.
Then you will have to fight him.
Why? No.
Reputation dogs you like your shadow in the sun. Not fight your son, Lancelot?
No.
You need not be so squeamish. You hardly know him. Didn't grow with him, nor he with you. A simple workmanlike victory.
No.
But it is not your choice.
Not my choice.
No, his. You have to compete with him.
Not my choice. I fight with whom I will.
In Guinevere's name?
In the Queen's name.
In the Queen's name.
Yes, Hermit, in the Queen's name.
The Queen does not love Galahad.
Perhaps not.
Would you ride against him for her?
She would not ask.
If she did?
She would not ask.
And if he rode against you?
No!
That is why you will fail this quest.
Why? Why?
Because it denies choice. Reaches beyond choice. And knowing that, Galahad pursues the Grail. While you choose.
And which is harder? Choosing or not choosing?
The question is meaningless. You do not choose. You are chosen.
I thought once I saw it, drank from it. The Holy Grail.
And?
The Holy Grail. The summit of all earthly desire. Leading down a dark corridor to...
Yes. Goodbye, my son.
Did you have a child, Nacians?
No.
Then you are lucky, knowing how to lose one, having none. Farewell.
In God's name, be comforted. Farewell. Farewell.
Visor, knight. You are in my path. Lift your visor. Then tell me who you are. Are you ready to fight, then? Plain shield, no arms, no name, no tongue. Ashamed of your father, bearing no cognizance. Bastard, is it? Sneak rank?
Oh, let me embrace you. There. Good fellowship.
Two links joined.
And a long way from home.
My horse has been lame these 3 days.
I lost mine. Had to spend every last penny I owned compile this worn-out, spavined, down-roomed donkey from a grinning rogue 2 weeks ago. I've carried the brute more than he's carried me. Feels like it anyway.
We would be better going by sea.
Agreed. How, though? Look.
Who is it? Do you recognize him?
No. Where are you from, knight?
Where you are from, my friend.
King Arthur?
The worthy Christian king, our liege lord. You do not recognize me? This...
Well, men.
No, we are a company.
There is a ship in the inlet waiting for us.
Oh, for us? You knew we were here?
We can be there by nightfall. Come.
Gladly. Gladly.
For us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ship afloat on sea of glass, glass mingled with fire. Upon it stand those who triumph over the beast.
The scarlet-colored beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon each head the name of blasphemy.
The beast shaped like a leopard.
Feet, the feet of a bear.
Mouth. As the mouth of a lion.
And from his mouth billow flame and sulfur.
Making it a wasteland.
That was holy land.
Barren.
And the dragon that is his head.
Cast loose God's ship across the sea of glass.
To his city.
To his city. War square in the shimmering mists. Walls fashioned of jasper. Trim sails. The city's 12 gates are 12 pearls.
And the city streets are of pure gold.
Gold, refined, as it were transparent glass, but glass
so cool. The city lies under shadow, held in thrall by God's enemies.
Win back the city of the Grail!
With holy lance dipped in blood.
Here are your shields, white as the lamb, stained with the cross of his blood.
With sword and faith. Win back the city of the Grail in fire and blood.
Stretch sword across the rock.
The foundation of God's temple.
And lay the blood-red sword of peace upon the stone altar of white marble.
Now, true knights, drink this in remembrance. Drink of the wonder you have only glimpsed before.
The wonder you have already seen and once more seek. The wonder that brings you here. Drink.
Drink from these maidens' hands God's cup of wonder.
By holy Jesus, you, Percival. Your hand.
Drink of the cup. The dragon comes upon us.
The blood of Christ, the blood of Christ, the blood of Christ. Drink and remember.
The dragon comes upon us.
See. There. See. There!
Ahoy!
At my table here, unburden my sorrow to you, my good knights, more plainly than words, for our depleted company. Still, a hope blows through the empty places, a chilly hope. Sit we to eat.
Benedictus benedicat.
My lord, open. Good Sir Bors. Help, help you there.
Water, fresh water, quickly. Gently, friend, gently. Lift him onto the couch there. Careful.
Yeah. Water, my lord.
Here. Drink.
Splash. Splash the water on his lips. Moisten his tongue. There. Tell us. The Grail. Did you, Grail? We took the city. As if we waded in their blood. Our lances dipped to the shank in blood, holy in blood. Oh, it tastes fresh and sweet, like wine of the Grail. You achieved the quest, I, and lived to tell you. What of the others? Percival felled like Beech in the meadow of the slaughter, lingered, died. Sweet Percival. Galahad, dead. King of the city when it was taken, and died then. As if his spirit could not wait for glory to be free of his body that suffers all mortal sin and hurt.
He's wounded. There, fetch poultices.
It's old. Old.
Quickly.
My lord. My lady Guinevere.
Lancelot. What of Lancelot?
No. I don't know.
Sure. Gawain?
No. Bedivere. Lionel. Dinadan.
Asleep, my lord.
Leave him to rest.
Donc timitis servantur, Domine, secundum verbum tuum, cum pace, quia vidurunt oculi mei salutum tuam, quam parasti in oculis omnium tuorum.
And Camelot. The September sun
shines mellow, full of color. But summer is failing. Grayness steals in. The hot ember is cooling. How stands Camelot now? And Arthur?
With you, Father?
Camelot stands with Arthur the King.
Mordred.
With Arthur the King. And Guinevere, his wife. With those of us left.
In Galahad, Part 5 of Arthur the King by Graham Fife. Benny Young played Sir Galahad, with Keith Baxter as King Arthur, Nicholas Farrell as Sir Lancelot, and Jill Balkan as the Lady Guinevere, with Peter Penry-Jones as Nacians the Hermit, Anna Massey as Morgan le Fay, and Tom Hunsinger as Prince Mordred. Ioan Meredith played Sir Gawain, Ian Saynor Percival, Douglas Blackwell, Sir Bors, James Green, Sir Dinadan, Michael Kilgariff, Sir Kay, and John Bull, the Abbot, with Joe Kendall, Marcia King, and Moya Leslie. The music is by Stephen Foe. Arthur, the King, is directed by John Powell.